Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Friday, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. When I tell you this is an incredible episode, it's an incredible episode. We are talking Euphoria Season 2, but before we get to that, I hope everyone had an incredible, fun, and safe St. Patrick's Day celebration. I usually don't celebrate it unless, like, I'm invited to something. You know, I know it's like a holiday that everybody celebrates, but it's not my thing. If someone invites me to somewhere, I'll go. But I hope you all had a great time. I hope you were safe. I hope you got home safe. No drinking and driving. And yeah, it's always fun. Like, celebrations and like holidays that they make up, it's always like, this is fun. Like, all right, yeah, let's do something. But also, Goalie Gummies is doing a huge promotion. They are giving you 15% off your full order with my promo code GSTILLWELL, and that's GSTILWELL at checkout. The link is in the description of the podcast you are listening to, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon Music, anything you are list, any place you're listening to, it's going to be in the description below. So from today, what is it? Today until March 21st, which is a Monday, you will have this access to this sale. So I suggest getting it because this is a good sale. 15% off your full order. You could get one thing. You could get 12 items. It's an incredible deal. So, I know I posted on my social media yesterday regarding the super greens because it was St. Patrick's Day, so it was green. But those are incredible. They have zinc, they have iron, and they have vitamin A and other great vitamins in it too. But those are my three key ones that I really, really, really benefit from. Number one, I'm vegan, so I'm iron deficient sometimes, not all the time. And then zinc is so important, especially for nowadays. Like, we don't want to get sick. We want to stay healthy, and vitamin A is needed, especially for me and my body. So again, you have until Monday, March 21st to get this incredible deal, 15% off using promo code G Stillwell, but that is me. And yeah, so we have a great show for you all. It's Euphoria Season 2 Rundown. We are going to talk about everything. We're going to be talking about our disappointments, our best moments, and the parts that we just don't know what's going to happen next. So also our thoughts of Season 2, if we liked it, if we liked Season 1 better. So without further ado, here is the rundown of Season 2 for Euphoria. I have my friends No Chill Noor, who was on recently. I also have our two friends, Michelle and Lizette. We all came together via Zoom, and we made a great show for you all. It was a lot of laughs. It was a lot of fun. I love them so much. So here it is. All right, so I am here with my friends Michelle, Noor, and Lizette. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
So today we are talking about Euphoria Season 2. Now, this is something that we, as a group in our little group chat, talk about all the time. And every time there's like a new episode on, we always are like, did you watch it? And then if one of us didn't, we're like, all right, we'll wait for them. And then right when they're like, I finished it, then it's like, okay, what do you guys think about this? So we are going to talk about everything with Season 2. And before we talk about actual, like, the season, I want to talk about how we were all hiding from our families when we were watching the show. I was like hiding from my, because like, it's not a show, and I was like telling you guys, like, it's not like I'm a prude or anything, but it's just like weird. Like I can never sit there with like my mom watching this show. Like I like was watching one episode and I was like, oh no, this is getting too much. And I'm like, I'll watch it another day. So you guys were going through the same thing?
Yeah, I had to watch it in my room with the headphones in.
Oh yeah,
on my phone with the doors locked. Yeah. No, because my mom would have been like, what are you doing?
In the closet.
Yeah,
it was hilarious. And then also we got our Super Bowl Sunday episode, which was hilarious. Everyone was like, what is the Super Bowl? We have the Euphoria Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with the beginning. And I want your reactions when you found out about Nate and Cassie, when they were seeing each other.
Oh, God.
Who goes first?
Good.
Michelle could go first.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she was like, she
you're at the top.
To
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, because it was very shocking. Like, for that whole thing to just, you know, play out and her being in the state of mind that she was, because obviously that's when she ended up having issues with her boyfriend. His name, McKay?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
McKay.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's,
I forgot about
it was
him.
Kind of frustrating because, like, okay, you're going through some shit and obviously this is a very meaningful relationship, but then don't, you know, just don't overlook the fact that you have this whole friendship with your friend, like your this girl,
right.
Maddie, who they've known each other for many, many years over some dude. Like, mind
right.
you, he's not the best dude out there, obviously, but it was just, it was frustrating to even like see that kind of like unfold because it's so wrong.
Yeah.
It's so wrong morally.
Yeah. It was like when I watched it and I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, just because like that's your best friend, as you say, and now you're gonna do this, like that's wild to me. That's something that like can't be forgiven in my eyes. But even though, were they on a break at that time or no?
Not
they
think,
were,
so.
But yeah. She was like telling her like how hurt she was and how they were gonna get back together. So she was venting to her while she was messing with him.
Wow, that's,
yeah, that's the fakest
same.
Best friend I've
yeah.
ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. What
Blonde's
about
real
you,
ditzy.
Lizette?
The same thing. Like, how are you gonna do that to your friend? And like your friend of like so many years. She literally called her soulmate, and then she knew like everything that he did to her, like strangled her, like you know all that, like everything he's put
yeah.
her through, and how much he has made her suffer. And then she goes and does yeah. this to her.
I know. And I love how Cassie's like, oh, really? He did all that? I now want to date him. Like, so
girl.
Toxic.
Like, what makes you think he's going to be different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Noor?
I think that Cassie is just very lonely her whole life and with her family issues that she just wanted to be loved all along. And I think
yeah.
she was just never claimed into the point that she just wanted anybody's love at that point. Like, even if it was going to hurt her best friend, as long as she didn't know, she's still going to do it. You know, everybody will do crazy things depending on the person. And like, if they're like at a low time in their life, but when they get caught, that's when they're crying like crazy and they're sorry as hell, but they weren't sorry when they was doing all the craziness, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I totally agree. And yeah, she's had a toxic life and like such a messy life, but that means nothing. Like, you shouldn't do that. Like, people have like crazy families and they still would not do that. So that's crazy. But since you're talking about that, Noor, like with them finding out, I wanted to hear everyone's reactions when Rue said that out loud to Maddie and everybody. I was like in shock. I'm like, my jaw dropped to the floor. So I want to hear.
I think that's
for me. Like,
I straight up screamed. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Savage. But it's funny because she can get away with it because they think she's on drugs all the time. So like,
yeah,
nah, she lies. She lies.
Even
but
she's
that's why.
That's the truth, though. When you're intoxicated, the truth comes out.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's why Maddie is such a real one, because she still believed her, you know? She did not question her. She was like, what?
I have a feeling she was like sensing some things here and there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when that happened, and all of a sudden she like Cassie changed the way she was talking, I was like, wow, she just outed herself. Like, that's it. Like,
she literally started to cry.
Yeah. Crying. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
That had me like, what? Why are you crying?
I'm like bawling.
Yeah. I would have been like, okay, this is clearly a drug addict. Like, let's get her some help. All right. But instead she's like, no, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I didn't, like, come on. But
she started panicking.
Yeah. It was great. I loved it. Okay. Let's talk about all the relationships on season in this show. For both season one and season two. So I'm just going to read down like what I have. So first, Cassie and Nate, how are we feeling? Do we ship them? Do we not? Do we hate them?
Oh no, we throw them out.
Yeah, they're out.
Because like, you can't fall in love with your best friend's man. This is never going to work out. There's no happy ever after. Yeah. It's you feeling guilty forever.
Yeah.
You'll feel guilty forever. Like no matter what it is, since you hurt somebody.
Even then, though, she doesn't seem to have that much guilt, because every time that gets kind of like, you know, thrown at her, is like, oh, well, they were together. Like, they were together. Like, she tries to justify her actions, even though, like, she probably is guilty to some extent, but it's obviously not enough for her to, like, completely stop being with Nate and doing all those things.
Yeah, because she didn't stop it. Like, even after she was still with him. And like holding hands like in the hallways as they were walking past Maddie. So she, you know, if she really cared, I feel like she would have stopped everything. And she didn't. So, you know.
I feel like she put herself before her friends all the time. It was her. It's just like Lexi said.
Yeah.
Well, it's also because she has that thing where she feels the need to be loved. Like wherever she feels loved, that's exactly where she's gearing to. That's what she's going to keep doing. And it's almost like if Rue is addicted to, you know, all opium and all those types of drugs, like Cassie's like addicted to that feeling of being loved and having that attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's definitely true. Next, how do we feel about Maddie and Nate?
She could do better. She could do much better. She could do so much better.
Yeah,
she don't need that.
No, my God, she's too beautiful like for this.
She's saying because she's so loyal, but it's like she knows that she deserves better. She's just loyal. Yeah.
That's the first love, you know.
That's
so, exactly. Go.
Mm-hmm. That toxic love that you can't let go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's definitely in like a is in a very vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. Like I completely agree with Lisette. She could totally do better.
Yeah, and not to go like too much into it, but like with the whole scene of them of her like fighting. Of Maddie fighting Cassie, and then they're in the bathroom, and then she's like, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, everyone was saying like different things. They're like, is she saying this is just the beginning of your revenge, or is she saying this is just the beginning of you and Nate and his crazy ways of life and how he lives?
I think it's just the beginning of, me too.
Listen,
of what, Nate?
Yeah, Nate. Okay, like, okay. She's gonna go through everything that he put Maddie through.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
They all need therapy. I think in high school everybody needs a counselor. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe just like go to school and do your work.
Yeah, right? No. There's so much that happens in high school that nobody knows until like, you know, you start growing up because it's just a lot. Like I feel like everybody needs a counselor, like I think that should be a mandatory thing in high school, like once a week at least or something, you know, because everybody going through something that they're not saying.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Especially this school.
Yeah, look at this.
My gosh. Yeah. Like
people in toxic ass relationships.
Our generation. Like, forget it. Jesus. Yeah. Our generation is always bad, man.
Yeah. How do we feel about Rue and Jules?
Wait, who ruined Jules, you said?
Yeah, like that. Am I saying it right? Yeah.
You are. We just had a lot to say about that.
Yes, like, okay,
we didn't even know where to start.
Yeah, I'll start. I think Jules is so toxic. I think she's disgusting, and I want nothing to do with her. Like, I can't stand, when she first came on the scene, I was like, oh, she's nice, you know, through season one. And then season two, I'm like, I hate her. Get her away from me. She's disgusting. Like, she's not a real friend. Like, all this.
But, like, mess. What made you feel that she was toxic? Like, just looking at your brain.
So first, oh my God, now I'm like, wait. So with her and Elliot, actually, like, she, like, Jules knew that Elliot. No, I'm sorry. Jules knew that Rue liked Elliot, and she is gonna go behind her back and try to get with Elliot, or did. I think they were seeing each other. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, that's messed up. And there were, like, a few other things to me that were messy.
Yeah, like how they just left her in the middle of nowhere, and then she goes back to his place and turns off her phone. Like, you really don't give a fuck about Rue. You
just
gotta do your thing.
Yeah. I did not like that.
Yeah. And the thing is that she knew that she was, you know, drinking, and she still was okay with leaving her there and not even trying to check up on her. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
No.
And especially when she turned off her phone, bro. That's
it. You really don't give a fuck.
Red flag.
Yeah, that's wild.
No location then.
Yeah.
No, nothing mm-hmm. on.
How about you, Michelle?
Oh, man.
The way you're acting is like you're the other way.
Because I don't necessarily like her, but I don't really dislike her completely. Mm-hmm. I understand probably, and I'm just playing devil's advocate over here.
Yeah, that's fine.
In the sense of, like, why she turned off her phone, or, like, you know, the thing that I really, to go further more into the turning off her phone, she did had this huge, not huge, but, like, she did have a conversation with Rue where she was like, I don't want you doing that, and if you're gonna be doing that, then we can't really be, and mm-hmm. so, she felt very strongly about that. However, she isn't an innocent person either. Mm-hmm. So granted, she does her own shit, but I definitely lean more to disliking her because of the whole situation with Elliot. Like, mm-hmm. there was no reason for them to, you know, start smacking lips. Like,
yeah.
I was not comfortable with that. Like, it's fucked up because once again you have this kind of love triangle happening between, you know, the couple and then somebody else, and in the, you know, Elliot was the other person in the triangle, so mm-hmm. I wasn't very fond of that. I definitely did not agree at all when that happened, and they could have made better choices.
Yeah, since we're talking about that, I do want to say, like, Rue became friends first with Elliot, and how the whole thing kind of went about, how are everyone's views about that? And also, like, do you think Elliot was right or wrong for Rue's, like, intervention?
At first, I thought he was wrong, but then I thought about it, and I was like, the way that girl was going, like,
right,
that needed to be done. It needed to happen, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
Yeah,
I was mad at him. I was like, how is he gonna be that fake? But then I was like, you know what? No, she needed that. So
yeah, I you know, agree. I think she needed that, or she would have been mm-hmm. dead. And you know, even if they aren't, like, even if they aren't great friends with her, it was nice that they did that to begin mm-hmm. with, because that's very hard to do. So I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But
especially to the parents, like that's yes. That's how you know it was like in a serious case, because when it gets to the parents, it's there's no going back after that. Like he knew right. She was gonna hate him after, but I mean, would you rather save a life or get hated all, you know?
Exactly, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
I agree also. I think it was good for him that, or good of him that he told Rue's mother, because she was definitely gonna die without him. Mm-hmm. Like she would have probably been dead. In terms of like Rue and Elliot and like their whole friendship and dynamic, which is why I'm all team Rue, but she wasn't always very honest either when it came to Elliot, because she was hiding the fact that she was doing all these drugs with him. And so she was also being kind of deceiving towards Jules at that point and not letting her know, like, listen, like, I'm doing this. Not that she would let her know, obviously, because she knew she wasn't doing that shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was also that, like, you know, like, Jules might have not been honest, but neither was Elliot and neither was Rue at one point. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I'm like,
Yeah, it's a hard situation because they all lie.
Yeah.
Like, they all don't really have a say. But when it comes to life or death, something had to be done, you know? So, like, that was the right thing he felt like was to do, besides, like, you know, kissing both women when you're just one male having fun over here.
Yeah.
Experiencing life. He's like, oh, wow, let me be with two girls at once.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah. And how was everyone with his song at the end of the finale? I was like,
it
all right.
It was like 10 hours long.
I know. I'm like, goodbye.
It was like a nice song. And I heard that supposedly Zendaya wrote it and all, and that's great. But that time could have been used on so many other things.
Exactly.
I still have questions.
Yes. We all have questions. After 10 seconds, I would have been like, okay, stop. I'm done. I
wanted to see Cassie cry a little bit more.
Yeah. Or get beat up a little bit more.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because that we didn't really see much of. It was like one little like head like thrown into the wall.
I got so excited when I saw that. I was like,
Me too. Me too.
And the TikToks are cracking me up. Oh my gosh.
When she slapped her, I felt that in my soul. I was like, finally. She needed that. She needed that slap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was But also up. Maddie needed that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. What? Maddie needed that and more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I was so mad that she kept running. I was like, just stay still and take it. You know you messed up.
Like, yeah, you know Melissa would have been there holding her.
Yeah. You know how bad I wanted to jump through the screen and trip her or something and let Maddie get on top of her. And just let her go at her. Because why are you running? Girl. No, stop.
You're like that one friend that's like, get her, get her.
I was the vape girl.
If
you can't reach her, you gotta take out the chancla and you throw that bitch at her. Yeah, some shoes.
Now she took off her shoes.
It was so great. And I can't believe that Cassie like just jumped on stage like that and started freaking out. And I love how everyone thought it was like a part of the show. I thought that was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't like that episode, but I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. So it was just weird at first, but I think it really did work out. It's different though, like in a lot of shows, it's pretty unique. I think it's pretty, you know, smart.
I thought it was great. The last like couple, I guess they're not official, but it's Fez and Lexi. How do we feel about them?
I love them.
They deserve prom queen better. I voted.
What'd you say, Noor?
I said I voted for prom king and prom queen. That's it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I love them together. Even though we don't know what's going to happen next with this whole situation. But, I guess let's talk about that. How does everyone feel about Ashtray dying?
Well, I feel like we don't know because it's to be continued.
You're right. Yeah, technically. But it looked like
everybody
was shot.
But he could be shot and also be injured and not dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, because
they could have, I don't know why.
Yeah, they could have shot him in the arm. They could have shot, you know.
I don't think they would promote like shooting, like, I don't know, someone so
child.
Child? Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, I don't, I mean, it's possible, but I just don't think so, especially with this type of show.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
yeah, I don't know, but you never know, but I hope not, you know.
Yeah, I just didn't understand why he thought it was a good idea to just like start shooting everything up, like just keep going. I was like, what, you're gonna get in more trouble by doing that than you would if you were just like, all right, I'm done. So
yeah, but he grew up in such a different lifestyle,
I guess. Yeah,
like, he doesn't know his rights and wrongs, you know, so it's like, once you start doing something, it becomes an addiction and you just keep doing it.
Yeah,
I was reading up on that, and apparently there were like little speculations saying that Ashtray did that because when Fez and Lexi were talking, Fez would have Lexi on speakerphone, mm-hmm. so like all the conversations were being heard by Ashtray, and like, you know, like the conversation where he was talking about like, oh yeah, like I would like to have a
his
family.
Future,
mm-hmm. and that because of those conversations, Ashtray was not like, he didn't want Fez to, you know, be put to jail and like, you know, completely diminished. He was like, mm-hmm. let me just pay my dues and fuck it, shoot up the whole place.
Yeah he's
but
like,
I don't agree
what?
With but you know.
yeah but it's wow.
Oh, he's
that's a good one. Yeah we'll see next season. One of the last questions I have is who's your most underrated character on the show that you love and you feel like are like underrated?
Fez.
Okay.
I think
but I feel like everyone loves Fez.
Yeah, I feel like it's like both. It's like it's both. Like every like,
and Maddie, because she's like one like loyal. Knows what she got. Like mm-hmm. she's just so confident, and that's something a lot of people don't have in this show. Actually,
yeah. For me, it would be Cassie and Lexi's mom, Suze.
When, she was such a mood.
Oh
when
my
she
god!
Saw herself in the play.
That's me. When I saw her do that, I'm like, that's something I would do. Like, I would be like, oh my gosh, like that's something I would do. So I was like, wow, she is incredible. I loved her. But anyone else?
Michelle, who's your favorite?
Yeah, we could say that. Who's our favorite? Yeah.
Only Fez, is it?
Oh well, I mean, I love all the characters.
Same.
But I think Fez is my favorite by far, even though mm-hmm. like his lifestyle isn't the most, you know.
The best.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I like every character in their own way. Like even Nate. Like I just like everybody. I think it's a great group. But yeah, I like Fez probably the most. And yeah, Rue, I love Rue, even though she's like a wreck.
Yeah, I feel like they're all trying to better themselves in a way. No, yeah. Rue, I would say the last part is when she knew that was her first love, and that was it. That's a hard step to make to mm-hmm. get up and move after that. That's a hard thing to do. A lot of people go back to their exes like that, you know.
Yes, so for all her, right, you're her right. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of strength right there.
Yeah, and so there was a TikTok and they showed like that part, that last scene of like her walking away from Jules, and then showing the scene of season one where Jules left Rue and she went on the train.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of that thing of like, well, now it's my turn to go. So
yeah. So people take advantage of people all the time and, you know, walk away. So I would say karma always comes back around if you always, you know, don't appreciate what you have right in front of you when you have it in your time.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So overall, do we like this season better than last season or vice versa?
I would say the first one was a great way to introduce everything mm-hmm. and see what the characters are like. And the second season is more of an action type, and you get to see more of the characters and what they I guess, pretty much do and who they are, like 100%, because we get to know them more, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I love season two so much. It was so good. Every episode was chaotic. And yeah.
Yeah, like the first season, I feel like we're just
judging. I just feel like.
Yeah.
I just feel like they just left us with so many questions. Like in every episode, there was so many.
You're right.
Like,
wait, you mean the finale?
Was not necessary. Like, in every episode, I feel like they would start something and then not finish it. And it's like,
yeah,
I'm too impatient for this.
The finale was the worst because every, there is so much that's like left out there and like we don't know what's going to happen. And they said it's not going to come out until 2024.
No way.
Yeah. That's what they're saying. So, you know, let's hope we're not drafted.
I love how Michelle and Noor right now just were like, what?
Yeah.
That's, what happened?
Surprise.
They woke up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying, 2024. But I feel like it's going to happen sooner just because of how big the show is now. And also now that like COVID restrictions are like disappearing, I feel like that was their whole thing. It was kind of with COVID. So I feel like it's going to move along quicker, but we'll see.
The other one was 2019. That was 3 years. Don't tell me another 3 years.
I know that it's so crazy. And I didn't even, I like remember the show when it first came out, but I never gave it a chance until recently, Noor, when you were like talking to me about it. And I was like, you know what? Let me just watch it.
Oh yeah, Dio.
We kept like begging Michelle to watch it to get caught up so we could talk about it.
I'm very happy. I'm happy I decided to watch it. And thank you for the recommendation.
I liked it so much. She was in the lab watching that shit.
Thank God I got privacy screen, but you know,
also I'll cut it out. Thank you so much guys for coming on the show today and talking about this. I wanted to like give everyone, you know, time to watch the finale because I hate, well, I don't care about spoilers. I'm fine with spoilers, but
I'm good with spoilers.
But I hate when people that hate spoilers get spoiled. So that's why I gave everyone a chance. It's been over 2 weeks. So here it is. So again, guys, thank you so much. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.